It's 11 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Tanis Reynolds with Chris Higgins, Minchi Mu, and Ruben Suckel. In the weather, it's a cool and sunny 8 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Adam Giambrone will not run for re-election. The Raptors play tonight in a deciding game for the playoffs. The Ontario government is slashing payments for generic drugs. Now to our top story. Adam Giambrone says he will not continue his career in city politics. He said via Facebook that he will not be returning as city councilor for Ward 18. On Facebook, he thanked the residents of Ward 18 for their support. He said he would fulfill his tenure as a city councilor and TTC chair until the end of his term. According to the Toronto Star, Giambrone sent emails to supporters saying that he's enthusiastic about his return to his private life. His executive assistant, Kevin Beaulieu, told the Star he will most likely run as a city councilor in Ward 18. Earlier this year, Giambrone stepped down as a candidate for mayor when he became caught in a sex scandal. Giambrone said he intends to take a break from politics and perhaps serve at the political or federal level in a short time. A 65-year-old woman was struck by a vehicle in Brampton yesterday. Police are currently examining the accident. Around 10:30 a.m., Tina Kuipers walked along Rutherford at Queen Street. A truck made a right turn onto Queen Street. The truck hit Kuipers and killed her instantly. The truck driver remained at the scene of the accident. Police are encouraging anybody that witnessed the accident to come forward with information. After legislation to ban smoking in restaurants and bars was put in place, reports suggest that hospitalizations for smoking-related diseases, such as heart and respiratory diseases, have plunged. The Institute for Clinical Evaluative Sciences investigated the results of laws that ban smoking on a person's health. The Institute looked at a combination of respiratory and cardiovascular disorders, specifically strokes, heart attacks, angina, emphysema, asthma, and bronchitis. The study showed that hospitalizations for cardiovascular diseases dropped by 39% and hospitalizations for respiratory conditions dropped by 33%. The City of Toronto is considering adding bike lanes to University Avenue. Two lanes will be taken away from Richmond Street and Wellesley Street. There will be a lane solely for cyclists next to the Inner Meridian Lane. The city intends to divide the lane for motorists with special posts. Mayoral candidate Rocco Rossi spoke to the Star and called the city's plans sheer madness. He says that these lanes will increase traffic gridlock. And that's the latest in news. Now here's Chris with sports.
Thanks, Tanis. The Raptors play at the Air Canada Centre tonight against the New York Knicks. Game time is 8 p.m. Toronto Star reports a win for the Raptors will put them at 8th place in the Eastern Conference. This is also one of their last chances for a spot in the playoffs. After Monday night's stellar win against the Detroit Pistons, the Raptors have momentum going for them. Sonny Weems, who suffered a sprained ankle in that game, remains out of tonight's lineup. In baseball, the Jays beat the Chicago White Sox 4-2 last night. They go to bat against the White Sox one more time tonight at 7 p.m. Jays starter Ricky Romero pitched a no-hitter for 7 innings. According to the Toronto Star, second baseman Aaron Hill remains on the disabled list with a pulled hamstring. Jays starting pitcher tonight is left-hander John Danks, and he'll be squaring off against Chicago's Brandon Morrow. Last night, Edmonton cinched top spot in the 2010 NHL entry draft. The draft lottery gives the best chances of winning first pick in the draft to the worst-placed teams. The Oilers had one of their worst seasons yet. A National Post article says Edmonton has its sights on Taylor Hall or Tyler Seguin. Both are star forwards in the Ontario Hockey League. As part of a trade deal that sent Phil Kessel to the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Boston Bruins have second pick. Third choice in the draft went to the Tampa Bay Lightning. An Ajax fitness instructor has opened a yoga center for cancer patients. Yoga and Pilates classes at this studio help cancer survivors meditate and relax after treatment. The studio was funded through charity proceeds. And as Janet Piercy reports, the fitness instructor herself is a cancer survivor.
Dee Miller is making tea in her kitchen at the cafe in her studio. Her mother walks in for lunch. She has cancer too. Miller opened Renewed Strength 4 months ago. She's been a fitness instructor for over 20 years. Several years ago, Miller was diagnosed with cervical cancer. She underwent treatment and is healthy now.
Did you overcome it?
No, I'm good. I had surgery and that was it, so I was really lucky. But it gave me the understanding of what cancer patients go through, so I was able to start the charity and help. I mean, if I never had cancer, I would never understood everything race.
Miller biked for 100 days across Ontario to raise money. She says opening her fitness studio was the next logical step. Miller modifies her yoga classes to suit the needs of cancer patients coming out of treatment. The studio is designed to have clients feel comfortable. Miller attached a cafe to the studio where clients can sit and have lunch.
And I mean, it's just like a haven for them. They come in, they can sit and drink tea, they can have soup, they can just do classes, anything they want. So it's very comforting.
Miller hopes renewed strength will be the comfort and strength for cancer survivors. This is Janet Piercy reporting for Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Tiger Woods will play in the U.S. Open this summer. The national championship at Pebble Beach Golf Links in California starts on June 17th. In 2000, Woods won the U.S. Open by a record 15 strokes. After a five-month break to deal with personal problems, Woods placed fourth at the Masters Tournament last week. He has not confirmed any other tournament dates. Japan's World Cup soccer team will train with oxygen masks. In a report by The Guardian, the team's coach says it's needed to prepare the players for two high-altitude matches. Japan plays warm-up games against England and Austria and Ivory Coast in Switzerland. The World Cup begins in South Africa on June 11th. And now to a commercial.
Good evening. You are probably expecting me to say that my name is Count Dracula and that I am a vampire. You know what makes a vampire, do you really? It's not the hair. Bah! Greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape made from your sister's satin bedsheets. No, it's the fangs that make the vampire. Now you too can have fangs. Dress up for the parties. Frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marbles fit over your regular teeth, but once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your cool friends. It is so much fun, I know. So send for your fangs today. Send 298 to Fangs. That's FANG, Box 1001, Central City, Tennessee. Or dial 03-800-DRACTULA. Order before midnight tonight. That's an order.
Welcome back to Observer Radio News. Hi, everyone. Conan O'Brien is not going to Fox, but cable channel TBS. The TBS network announced on Monday that O'Brien will host a brand new talk show since November. This program is scheduled to be aired at 10, from Monday to Thursday. Also on this Monday, O'Brien arrived in Eugene, Oregon, to kick off his 32-city legal prohibit from being funded on television tour. The tour will come to Toronto Massey Hall on May 22. All tickets have been sold out. The 24th Toronto Jazz Festival will run from June 25 to July 4. The organizers of the event yesterday announced the lineup. There will be about 350 concerts in more than 40 locations of the city. In addition to Harvey Connick, who will perform at the Cano Theater on June 27. This year's other big names include Herbie Hancock and Stanley Clarke. They will both play on the main stage in Nathan Phillips Square on June 26th and 28th. You can go to torontojazz.com for the full roster. All that's entertainment from me. Now Ruben will have all the business news.
Thanks, Minshu. The recession is just starting to end in Ontario. CTV reports that the province created 10,000 new jobs in March. Unemployment now stands at 8.8% in Ontario. That figure still exceeds national average of 8.2%. Government and manufacturing sectors both recorded gains. But TD Economics noted, Ontario still has a long way to go before it regains all 250,000 jobs lost during the recession. Yesterday, CP24 reported that the Conference Board predicts steady but slow growth for Ontario. The Ontario government said last week it would slash payments to pharmacies for generic drugs. According to CP24, Shoppers Drug Mart retaliated this week by reducing hours of stores in the London area. Coincidentally, London is the home riding of the Minister of Health, Deb Matthews. Meanwhile, the Rexall chain began charging for deliveries to offset the change in drug payments. The stock price of Shoppers got caught in the crossfire. It quickly fell by 10%. Michael Babad in the Globe and Mail summed up the views of stock analysts. One of them predicted an immediate drop of 40% in the earnings of Shoppers. Others worried the practice could spread to other provinces. Slowly but surely, the tourism industry in Toronto emerges from the recession. I spoke to Duncan Ross, an executive who works for the city. He told me that Toronto recently landed the G8 Summit, the International Indian Film Academy Awards for 2011, World Pride for 2014, and the Pan Am Games for 2015. Ross also said that the recent increase in the dollar is not a huge factor to slow down tourism here. Toronto is not marketed as a bargain. The city has collectively targeted high-income travelers who seek a cultural experience. For Kathy Riches of Tourism Toronto, hotel occupancy rates serve as a bellwether. February showed a solid 4% increase over last year, but the moment of truth will occur in May, a much busier period. There's a new concept on the streets of East York involving your pets. It's all about feeding your furry friend all natural goodness. A new ethical pet store has opened on Pape Avenue called For the Love of Animals. And Leticia Rodriguez has a scoop on this new trend.
After a year in the making, Marilyn Murray has finally opened the doors to her vision of ethical pet ownership. She is the owner of For the Love of Animals, a pet food and supply store. As a longtime volunteer for animal shelters and rescues, Murray has decided to use her expertise in pet care to save animals from a different angle. She stocked her store with organic foods for all types of pets. Not only do these products provide better nutrition for your pet, but they also help save the environment. They are made in eco-friendly ways using only sustainable resources. Murray refuses to sell anything that's produced with chemicals and preservatives.
If it's good enough for me to eat, and I'm very, very picky on my eat, then I'll consider feeding the community. But if it's something I wouldn't put in my own mouth, there's no way to have it into it all or can or any other animal.
She says that unlike organic human food, which is often more expensive, organic pet food won't cost you much more than regular pet food.
There really isn't a difference. At most, it's like $3 or $4 a bag. Like I said, Meow Mix versus Wellness is about $3 a bag more, but you're paying for much higher quality.
A new customer happens to stop by the store to have a look around. There isn't a huge sign on the storefront that advertises healthy pet food. In fact, many pet owners are still not aware that organic products for animals exist. This customer, who didn't want her name used, never knew there was another option for her dog.
No, I didn't, but it makes me more likely to buy stuff here now that I do.
In the newest stage of owning a different type of pet shop, Murray relies on the curiosity of wandering pet owners. While popular pet stores entice customers with cute barks and meows, Murray can only offer education. She does not believe in selling anything that breathes, not even crickets. But Murray is ready for a challenge, saying the only thing left to complete her vision is to reach all pets by educating their owners. Leticia Rodriguez, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Thanks, Leticia, and now back to Tanis.
Thanks, Ruben. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemandcentennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.